control of the airwaves. We are kicking off another week of fun and excitement. You dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right into your phone calls we go. I believe we have Ed in California on the amp line. Hello, Ed.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Ed, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just before work listening to last night's show where someone was bringing up that Christianity was not spread by the sword. And it occurred to me, none of you picked up that the entire history of the colonization of the Americas was Christianity being spread by the sword.
That's a good point.
Especially Latin America.
Awful. Yeah, apparently we really dropped the ball on that whole Christianity being spread by the sword thing because, you know, we'd missed Rome and, you know, really the whole history of Christianity. I got no good excuse, man.
Yeah, that's kind of an area of study of mine is history of Latin America. And, you know, the conquistadors didn't come in and say, would you pretty please be Christians? It was far, you know, who's going to not be a Christian? We'll chop your head off.
Right. They didn't call them conquistadores for nothing, you know?
Exactly. But, I kept waiting for you guys to pick up on that. And the Spanish Inquisition was just a blip on the radar compared to that. And that's why Latin America is all Catholic today.
Thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate that. Anything else on your mind tonight, Ed?
That's about it. Enjoy, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, was that the purpose of the conquistadors, was to spread Christianity, or was that kind of like a side job?
Well, all of it together.
Weren't they also just kind of looking to conquer land for the queen or whatever?
Land and gold and, you know, things like that. But sure, when they come, they bring with them the priests and all that stuff. And, of course,
convert or die.
Yeah, convert or die, yeah. It's a heck of a lot more simple than convincing people, right?
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the way of the government for a long time.
Right? It's the way of religion for a long time, and it's been done, you know, it's
well, the Quakers didn't do that.
The Quakers didn't do that. However, the FLDS, you know, seems to be into it. So, I mean,
forcing people to convert or die.
Yeah,
FLDS.
Yes,
they kill people.
Have you've heard of this guy Jeffs, right?
Yeah,
he's got a system called Blood Atonement that he used to do, took one girl who tried to run away to a different FLDS camp, and you know, they don't like that. They like to be able to tell the girls with whom they're going to be married and all that other stuff, and,
right?
And so she had to atone. She had to atone for her sins by
dying.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that he was accused of that. I thought he was just accused of diddling little girls.
Sorry.
Wow, okay.
It's a mixed up cult.
Yeah, that's crazy. I did not know that there was that aspect to it. Is that common among FLDS, or is it just Jeff's character?
Jeff's is a real bad guy.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons I have a difficult time supporting the FLDS people in doing what they want to do. They do their things in a very terrible fashion.
Mm-hmm.
However, what do you do about them? Obviously, the government's not very good at handling them, because by and large, they are the government around where they are.
Where they live, yeah.
So, you know, when their police department tells some other police department, hey, we got a runaway, we know where they are, go get them, they'll do it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's because they have the mantle of legitimacy with them. So government, probably not the way to handle the FLDS system. However, what is? I don't know.
I say leave them alone, although I see where you're coming from. I didn't realize there was was violence being used within the FLDS.
How do you think that you, really, you can keep people in a walled city and hump little girls?
Brainwashing.
Come on, man. You think they let them go? You think when a girl says, hey, I've had enough of this, I'm ready to leave now.
You said that they, as I recall from the story, at least the one in Texas, they were known to go out of the walled compound and go shopping and things like that.
Mostly so that seems to be the norm. The more research I do, the more, you find out that the guys go out and do the work and
really?
Like
I thought
that.
The women were going out doing
Well, even
shopping.
So, if they go out in groups, I mean, what are you gonna do, you know?
You run?
Not when you're going into a town where the cops are FLDS members.
See, I think in absence of government supposedly keeping us safe from things like this, is people would know that it exists, and there would be charities or organizations out there that would help people escape from this kind of lifestyle if that's what they wanted to do.
There are, thank God.
Yeah.
And they're very effective. you know, in what they do. They're not, you know, it's difficult to get word into these walled compounds that, you know, there's a place for you to go, but they do their very best. Most of them, you know, have some kind of in by having people who have been there, you know.
I mean, if you could just leaflet the place from the air, it would seem like, and get the word out to everybody there. I mean, they're going to go around and collect them up, but if you hit it with enough, that would do it.
Yeah, and they would come up with things.
Once you do that, I think that you you
violated private property.
No, I'm just thinking that likely they'll, you know, when you're giving the information to the other side too, that they figure out ways to, you know, paint you as the great Satan.
Yeah, I guess it would make sense to just kind of have some people on the inside working for you, right? Getting the word out, that kind of thing. All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, big news over the weekend is that Saturday night, I'm not sure what time, that word didn't come to me until after our show on Saturday, but maybe it went down during the show. But I guess the big vote on the healthcare thing, right?
Yeah.
That's moving
in
ahead.
The middle of the night on the weekend.
Yep.
It's sweet. I mean, America really wants this healthcare bill. We're doing it in the middle of the night on the weekend.
Yeah, so
serving,
there you go.
Serving the public. It's crazy.
So now it's going to the Senate, right? And then will likely be signed. And I don't know what the proposal is that's on the table currently. Are you familiar with it, either of you? What they're looking at?
No.
Is it still the government option thing where they're going to be creating a government-run insurance program? That's the last that I heard.
I've heard a few little bullet points from it. I've heard that you are somehow required to get insurance if you don't have it. And
that's right, $15,000 policy,
yes.
And it could be up to 5 years in jail.
In jail or a
fine.
$15,000 fine, whereas the people, when they were complaining about the fine for not having insurance, it was only $5,000. In the new and improved version, it's
they
now $15,000.
Sweet.
Yeah. They really do what the people want.
Well, I guess I guess I'm not going to be participating, so will it be a fine for me or jail time? I don't know.
Well, likely the way that they're going to go about figuring out that somebody doesn't have insurance is through your through IRS and you don't file, so I think
right.
You're probably
no, when you if you ever go to the hospital in an emergency or something that they're going
to
find out
get
there
you
and then they'll just arrest you.
Okay.
Boy, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts on the healthcare situation at 800-259-9231. I was watching the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com, and he was at some sort of healthcare protest where I guess one side was in favor of the government program, the other side was in favor of something else, and he was interviewing people about their thoughts on the matter. And one guy was saying that he didn't want to support coercion, but inevitably he knew this probably would involve coercion. So even some of the supporters of this bill, they understand exactly what's going on, but they're willing to just look the other way in the name of helping people with health care by
yeah.
throwing them in cages when they don't go along with it. So it was kind of little disturbing. And he was talking to the opposition, and he suggested the idea of civil disobedience. The first response he got was, well, how am I supposed to do that when the IRS takes the money or my employer takes the money before I even get to see it? How
Good
am
question.
I going to engage in civil disobedience? And then some other lady piped up and said something to the effect of, well, you know, essentially, you'd have to structure your payments to where they weren't withholding anything anymore or something like that, because
yes.
I guess you can do that as an employee. And that
it's a really great way to, you know, it sort of sends off a red flag.
Yep.
I was surprised when I saw that the guy that she was telling that to, who previously a moment ago had been looking, you know, kind of for excuses as to not, you know, why he couldn't do civil disobedience, his gears kind of started to turn, and he was fairly positively responsive to the idea of something like that, of getting involved in not participating. And I consider that a pretty good sign, don't you? I mean, that the average Republican guy that's at a protest is actually talking about not going along with the plan? I mean, because all of these folks normally call themselves law-abiding, and it warms their heart to believe that they're following all the laws. But maybe this is one law where they might be able to come on board with the idea of non-cooperation.
I think the cycle is collapsing. It used to take a full term, 4 years, before people would realize the president lied to them and we need to get the other guy in. Then it would take another 4 years. Well, now with the Internet, it's 4 months, and people are realizing that Obama's a fraud.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you've got an email you want to share and your calls, of course, about anything. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored cabs come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Oh, and Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should have by now. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Sounds too good to be true, right? It's not. It's the real deal. We had Dan from New Hampshire, one of our listeners, just came back from the front site and was raving about it. So he did get himself a free pistol, and it was a great trip for him. So head on over to frontsite.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsite.com. And, Mark, I know that you mentioned to me, speaking of guns, you actually apparently have a gun-related email you wanted to share with us. Why don't you do that? That would be great.
Excellent. So this one comes from Tomer, and he has a, you know, sort of question here. It says, people throw around the statistic thingy about how you're likely to die from your own gun, etc. Is there any truth to it, or is it a myth? He says he's back in university, where he hears all that far left stuff presented as absolute reality while straw man arguments are contributed to the right. I sort of suggest a centrist or even center left idea to sound moderate as possible, which gets him bombarded by cliche statements. So anyway, he says he doesn't know much about the gun arguments and, you know, wants to be able to, you know, have something to say to it.
Okay.
And, you know, so I looked into it. I had one of, you know, our crack producer, Zeus, look into it for me, and he does know quite a bit about guns. So he says, you know, I've basically got a response here. Unfortunately, there's no real argument against the statement that you're more likely to die from the gun that you own than to use it on a criminal. It's true. You are more likely to die from a gun that you own than you are to use it to stop a criminal. However, what's included in those numbers is you using the gun to blow your own head off.
Suicides.
So that's a choice that one makes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if one chooses to use a gun to end one's life, one could just, if one decides to end one's life, they could choose to use a gun that they happen to have around, or they could use razor blades and Jack Daniels. They could take sleeping pills, anything. So I don't think that it's fair to blame guns for a person's suicide, right? Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't sound.
One's an intentional choice, the other is an accident, and I think they're trying to group those two together.
And the other one is people, you know, sort of using guns as they're in domestic violence. Although men are much more likely to use guns in domestic violence incidences than women are. So the statement really is guns are more likely to kill you or a member of your family than they are a person. I think it's 7 times more likely, by the way, to kill you or a member of your family than they are to kill a burglar. Well, it's because domestic violence is significantly more likely than a burglar. So, you know, if you don't want guns to hurt you, you should keep your gun secure from your mate. Quite honestly, the person that you're going to sleep with tonight is the most likely person to kill you. And it doesn't matter if you look at in other countries where guns where guns are illegal. Fine, they'll kill you with knives. It happens all the time. As a matter of fact, I didn't know whether we'd actually get to this on the air or not, so I sent this to Tomer, and you know, just so that he would have it. And he's like, people kill their wives and themselves in all different ways, and you know, he's talking about all the knife related things that are going on in Israel, you know, over there. So it happens in other countries. You know, the domestic violence is going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, something that's being attributed to the gun is in fact being, you know, shouldn't be. Do you understand?
Yeah, you're making total sense. So really,
if I want to kill my wife, I'm going to kill my wife whether I have a gun or not.
So this statistic that you're likely to die from your own gun, or more likely to die
you
from
you or a member of your family,
your own gun, is not so much about, oh, whoopsie, you're having an
right.
accident.
Because that's the idea, is that you remember the TV commercial where Jimmy and Tommy are playing and say, hey, look, Tommy, I found a gun. And then, bam, the next thing you see is a black, you know, a black screen, and then, Jimmy, what the hell? You know, like, you know, that kind
right.
of thing. Not nearly as likely as, You double crossing winch, I'm gonna take you out and I'm gonna kill you. You know, that's much more likely. Or I've had it with that winch, she's cheated on me one too many times, I'm gonna take myself out. Those are the scenarios that are very likely. The idea that you're cleaning your gun and suddenly, you know, smoke yourself or your kid or your cat or whatever, these scenarios are much less likely. If you were to take statistics on those, and I don't have them, but you know, if the people that hate guns were to compile those statistics, because honestly, the people that compile these statistics, they don't want the average person to have a gun. They don't want the average person to be able to deter crime. If guns were ineffective in deterring crime, then you wouldn't have to worry about police carrying them. But they are effective, and that's why cops carry them.
So, Mark, why hasn't the NRA come out to dispute this? Or, you know, this is the first time I've heard this, and I'm a little surprised by it, but it's exactly what has been presented, is the accidents, and that's, you know, those are the leading causes, is what it seems like from their propaganda.
Well, because the education systems, the conduits for education aren't there for the pro-gun side. You have conduits for education coming from the anti-gun side, which is the mainstream media, which is very statist, the educational system, which is very socialist, especially the university system, which is extraordinarily socialist. So and here's the last little bit of what Zeus wrote, which I think is really great. So the gun didn't cause the crime, so no cause and effect relationship exists. If statistics can prove cause and effect, then we should be able to, you know, we would be in a world of hurt. What do you think the gun haters would do if they knew that 87% of violent criminals wear clothes, 77% of all murderers have brown hair, and 8 out of 10 mass murderers drank soda pop? We'd all be naked and thirsty. He is making it up. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So if you think that you can stop the crime by stopping this correlative data, it's just not true.
You know what I'd like to see compared? You could take that number, the messy number here we're talking about. In fact, I was looking at my email and somebody had suggested that it was 8 times as likely. If you have a gun in the house, you're 8 times as likely. Compared to what, I'm not sure, I guess, of not having a gun. But what about people that have a gun in their home and how likely they are to perish because of that gun or because of someone using that gun compared to how likely you are to perish at the hands of the police? Just curious.
I don't think that it's very likely. It just doesn't seem very likely.
Well, it happened recently, apparently, to one of the Libertarian Party executives out in Nevada, where, according to the Las Vegas
Review, he didn't perish.
He was shot multiple times.
That's correct.
Okay, good point. How about how likely are you to be hurt by the police with one of their guns? That's what I'm curious about. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The cops thought he was going for a gun. Turned out he wasn't. And now they've shot him a few times, and now they're probably not to pay any sort of consequences for it. We can tell you more about that, or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Colorado ski town votes to legalize marijuana. A little bit of good news for you. Free Talk Live.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone phone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of Emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free, including our Facebook profile. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can become a fan there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And while you're poking around there on the internet, take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom, New Hampshire, going once. Tom in New Hampshire, going twice. All right.
Yeah. There he is. Guess who got busted on October 30th for drinking underage?
I have no idea.
State Representative Brian Posnansky.
Oh, that's lovely.
Of Nashua. a member of the New Hampshire legislature got busted for drinking underage. They were at a party in Bedford, and somebody called the cops because there was a fight. And, of course, you never call the cops because of a fight, because, of course, then people will get busted for drinking the beverage of their choice responsibly instead of the people who started the fight.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, a member of the New Hampshire legislature, Brian Posnansky, got busted, and he made a public apology. It was in the paper.
Oh,
last
mea culpa, mea culpa.
Coward. Yeah, well, Yeah, you get that way when you're in amongst a bunch of legislators who are not yet ready to, or maybe he actually does worship flags, badges, benches, and law books and actually thought that, you know, they have a right to impose this law. Maybe he actually thought that.
He probably does think that, considering he is one of them.
Yeah, so, you know, it never occurs to him, why do his fellow legislators prefer to impose this blatantly unjust law on him instead of imposing tougher underage drinking laws on themselves? You can't exactly go over to the Senate and ask State Senator William Dentley, because he's not there anymore. He quit after he got busted for driving drunk. That was back in February.
Well, interesting that were to occur, and how typical that the response is, oh, I'm so sorry. He's sorry he got caught. That's all he's sorry for.
Maybe
and if
so.
If he had a pair, he would stand up and say, you know what, these laws are insane. I'm just one of thousands of victims every single year, probably hundreds of thousands across the country, that, you know, people that are under 21 that are getting caught and that are having their lives crapped on by the system. He could have made a powerful stand, but instead he chose to wuss out.
Yeah, something like that. But, yeah, so... that's what happened anyway.
Thanks, Tom, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up what you want. I mean, what does anybody out there, whether it's Mothers Against Drunk Driving or whoever the interest groups are, Students Against Destructive Decisions, it's a real group.
Yes.
What do they really
think? Used to be driving drunk.
Do they really think that they can stop people from... underage people from drinking? Does anybody really believe that? I mean, they don't really think that, do they?
I don't even think they consider it. They see the accidents and so forth, and they want to do whatever they can to cut those back, but they're not really looking at the root cause of the issue. And there's so much propaganda put out there by MAD and some of the other organizations that, just like this state legislator, he could come out and say that, yeah, the laws are unjust and wrong, and here's why. But it takes people so long to come around to these ideas. It's not something you can get in a soundbite.
And he would probably not get reelected.
Yeah, and the media is controlled by the state as well, so they're not going to, you know, give him airtime to really start explaining these ideas and even put them out there. So, you know, what do you do? That's how we end up where we are today.
Well, you know, what these people understand, the MADs and the SADs and the cops, is they understand that human beings do work off of incentives. So they're trying to set up incentives that, you know, are effective in stopping people from doing behavior they don't want. And what they don't want is people to drink at all, by and large, except for themselves. They want people to drink who are responsible. And they know that by and large, the teenagers are less responsible than regular adults. So,
maybe true. I don't know.
Well, if you look at car accidents, man, and car accidents are, you know, if you take out the demographic of
there's a lot of regular adults that are
18,
alcoholics.
Sure, man. I'm talking about car wrecks.
Yeah.
So if you take 16 to 18 year olds out of the car scenario, you know, just fewer wrecks occur.
Well, yeah, but it's true though, because again, just like with alcohol prohibition until they turn the magic age of 21, you've got the same prohibition on driving a vehicle. I mean, I learned sitting in the lap on the way out to the farm, mm-hmm. you know, on the roads.
Same here.
I couldn't work the pedals because my feet weren't long enough yet. But I learned to drive a car doing that for years before. That was when I was a teenager, 12, 13, 14. I was driving the pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
That made a difference in how competent of a driver I was once I was out on my own. And most kids don't ever get to experience that, because they don't have a farm out in the country, or
right.
you know, they can't drive around on the farm trails or anything like that and learn these basic skills.
And so they're just looking at the negative incentives and hoping that they can make the negative incentives bad enough. Because you have to admit, Ian, if marijuana is so, you know, terribly illegal in the countries where you know, marijuana is just, it's horrible, they'll take you out and shoot you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Marijuana consumption is significantly lower than it is in the United States. The question is, do you want to live in the country where they take people out and shoot them for marijuana possession?
Certainly not.
But I don't. And so, you know, these negative incentives, they work if you consider work diminishing the amount of people that do a specific activity, as opposed to stopping people from doing a specific activity.
Well, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is certainly not going to propose execution for underage drinking.
Not today, but if they were able to get, if they were able to step it up from, right, I mean, that's the only place they can go.
But wait a
minute. If they can get the penalties from what they are today to double, and then they realize, well, these numbers have been affected to whatever extent, or we need to go higher, or whatever, yeah, at some point, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers absolutely will.
I don't think so.
They will.
I think that's pretty hyperbolic on your part to suggest that. I mean, come on, these are mothers. They're not going to advocate their children be executed.
It's not their children.
These aren't their children. These are the drunks that are killing their children, Ian. It's an incremental
process. These drunks are killers as far as they're concerned.
I'm sorry. I was talking about underage drinking. You're talking about people that are drinking and driving. I'm sorry. I was talking about their teens underage drinking. Excuse me if I didn't make that clear. Do you think they're going to advocate that their teens are executed for underage drinking?
I don't know. I think that's
what I've been talking about this whole time is teenagers and their rate of drinking. Because it doesn't seem to me that whatever the enforcement level they have on these laws has done a damn thing to stop teenagers from drinking.
I don't think
drinking.
We're anywhere near getting... at this point, mostly what happens when teens get found with alcohol is it gets dumped out. So we're nowhere near even talking about the penalty, the disincentives for teenagers drinking.
I don't know about that. I mean, when they bust an underage drinking party, teens get arrested.
Sometimes, very rarely.
Very rarely.
That's
it happens
my
on a weekend basis.
Okay, maybe I'm
all
wrong.
All across the country, kids are having the police come in and raid their underage drinking parties, and they get a record for that.
Maybe so.
So it seems to me to be pretty, I mean, all things considered, it seems to be a fairly severe punishment for kids that otherwise aren't getting in any trouble whatsoever. It's a pretty big, you know, it's a black mark for them, but it hasn't done anything to stop. I mean, even
please call in with your underage drinking stories. I'm very interested. My experience is that when cops come and teens are drinking, they try to make the teens dump out the alcohol as
much
as they can.
I've had that happen.
Then when they're unsuccessful because, well, they're teenagers and it's alcohol, then the cops will come back and then the punishments will become worse. And then when they come back the third time, perhaps they'll cart some of the drunk teenagers off.
I think it depends. I think that, for instance, in a situation wherein I was pulled over once with a couple drunk kids in my truck. I was driving them home. I had not been drinking. The cop did just have them empty the bottles out, and that was that. However, I think they behave differently when you're talking about a party of 20, 30, 40 underage kids, because then the kind of, hey, let's bust up the party mentality kicks in, and that's when they start arresting people and hauling them off.
It happened to me, but it's been a long time since I've been a teenager.
Yeah, 2 decades. 800-259-9231. You can share your stories. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of SACL CAI, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. Give them a call. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charge-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, see their banner right there at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. As we continue here, the story is out of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Man was shot multiple times recently, I think within the last week or so, while fleeing, allegedly, from a Las Vegas police officer in the Northwest Valley. Name's Raymond Dunsing, and apparently he's a Libertarian Party activist out there in Nevada.
And a good friend of Jason Osborne's.
Police said an officer shot Dunsing several times Thursday afternoon in the arm and torso after a taser failed to subdue him and he reached toward his front pocket for a .45 caliber handgun.
That's what they say.
The shooting occurred after what police said was a routine traffic stop. Police said in a release that Dunsing is 31. According to other records, he's 33. A Las Vegas lawyer by the same name and approximate age of the suspect ran unsuccessfully for Congress on the Libertarian ticket. They're saying that he's not the same person? Neither the Metropolitan Police Department nor Libertarian Party officials were able to say whether the man was in fact a lawyer and a Libertarian. Okay, so this is, I guess, before the news media realized that. He was listed in critical condition, expected to survive. The shooting happened 2:25 in the afternoon. Police captain said a patrol officer saw the driver of a silver Pontiac rental car make an illegal turn and then several illegal lane changes. Well, I mean, that deserves death right there. You can't be doing that. He said the officer pulled the man over on wherever, and the situation escalated when the officer did a records check and discovered the man was a subject of an outstanding warrant for misdemeanor violations. Now then, the cop said that the man became combative when the officer asked him to get out of his car. Now, combative. Now, the term combative suggests
actual
combat,
violence.
Right? I mean, that's what the root word is, combat. You can't really be combative if you're in your car, can you? I suppose if the cop were reaching his hands through the window and you were batting at him and trying to hit the cop or something, but it seemed very unlikely that one could be very combative when one's sitting in one's car. And you're dealing with a cop. The cop has a gun. The cop has a taser. The cop has, you know, a baton. Being combative from within your car against a cop, being combative from, you know, standing right next to a cop is not going to result in very good things typically. Being combative with a cop from within your car is probably going to be that much more difficult for somebody. I think when they say combative, they mean he probably said, I don't want to get out of my car, right? Is that, do you think? I mean, I'm just speculating here.
If that's what it sounds like to me, and as a matter of fact, I have a statement here from Jim.
Oh, Jim who?
Dunzing?
Oh, okay. Raymond J. Dunzing, the same guy?
I guess the J
is for Jim, maybe.
Okay. James.
Let's get the cop's side of the story first,
yeah,
and then get his statement. So he became combative when the officer asked him to get out of his car. Now, if the officer's just asking you to get out, do you have to get out?
Yeah. What's combative about that?
The suspect fled west on wherever it was, and then the officer tried to use a taser on him. According to one of the cops, as the officer was chasing the individual, giving him orders to stop, the individual reached into his pants pocket, front right, and retrieved what appears to be a .45 caliber handgun. They also said the suspect tried to pull out a large folding knife. But how many weapons is he trying to pull out as he's running away? But a witness disputed some of the police accounts of the shooting. Oh, darn, those witnesses have to be around sometimes. Brandy Burks, age 19, said she was standing outside her apartment complex nearby and saw...
Also a disinterested witness. Interesting.
Yes, she saw the shooting occur. Motorcycle officers had been patrolling the streets heavily, pulling over speeders that day, she said. She said the officer who pulled the man over chased him as he fled. Burks said that the... She said that as the man was running, he kept grabbing his pants as if to hold them up. She said she didn't see a gun, and she also did not see the officer fire a taser. She said she saw the officer shoot the man in the back when he reached the sidewalk. He went down, and officers handcuffed him. They shot him in the back, she said. He was just running. So according to the witness, cop didn't try to tase him first. Cop just shot the guy in the back. Police department policy allows the use of deadly force based on the severity of the crime, whether the suspect is a threat to the officer or others, or whether the suspect is actively resisting arrest or trying to avoid arrest by fleeing. When a suspect dies at the hands of police, a jury is convened to determine whether the shooting was justifiable. But he's not dead, so I guess they don't need to convene any jury in this case. The police spokes bureaucrat says the department is continuing the investigation into the shooting.
Yeah, the department is currently in the midst of trying to cover their butts, and that's really what's going on.
So the ACLU says that people who survive police shootings are able to speak for themselves, and I guess we're going to allow Jim to speak for himself. You've got a statement.
He says, first, I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers and well wishes. I've suffered a broken arm. It's currently pinned in 4 places. Additional surgery will probably take place on Wednesday. The shots in my midsection missed all vital organs. Wow. 3 shots were fired from behind me and my right. The doctors believe that 2 of the shots made contact. It appears one entered my right pec, bounced off my sternum, went through my left pec, and then shattered my humerus just above the left elbow. Then the second shot went to my lower right abdomen and exited my left abdomen without hitting any vital organs. And I'm well on my way to recovery and expect to be released from the hospital shortly after my surgery on Wednesday. Oh, I'm disappointed that the CCLP issued a press release without having spoken to me first. As a result, it contains misstatements of fact. Well, that's the Libertarian Party.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he meant the police department.
Here's what happened. I was pulled over for driving straight through an intersection in a right-hand turn only lane. So, you know how sometimes you get in the right-hand turn only?
You make a mistake.
Yeah, right. And then you're like, change your mind. I did signal for my lane changes to the left after exiting the vehicle.
He signaled and moved back over.
Right. It's happened to everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone that's driven for any length of time.
Especially if you drive somewhere you've never been before and you just don't know what lanes are going to change into what, and then you find out too late.
Yep. So, he says, then? I exited the vehicle at the officer's request. I was standing with my back to the vehicle. The car's open door was to my right.
It doesn't sound very combative from his description.
My hands were above my head, and I was calmly speaking to the cop, attempting to talk my way out of being taken to jail over an unpaid high-occupancy vehicle ticket.
Did he actually have a gun? Do we know if that's
I suspect he did, as I recall, yes.
Okay.
With my hands raised above my head, the cop shot me with a taser in the chest.
Oh, jeez.
As I've had heart problems since my premature birth, I believe a taser to be a lethal weapon. This guy has heart conditions, okay? Mm-hmm. A taser can kill him, but these cops use them with anybody who doesn't agree completely with them. I mean, that's not all cops, but some cops do that. And that's what the belief is here.
So was he just being, you know, verbally, was he in an argument with the cops?
This is this guy's story, Ian. I'm reading it right here. Yeah. So, I haven't read this either. It was given to me by Jason Osborne while we were on the air. So, I haven't had a chance to read any of it. Pardon me if I don't know the whole thing. He says that several people with heart conditions have been killed by this weapon.
It's true.
When the taser began electrocuting me, instinct took over. I have been shocked by standard 120 volt electricity, which was used in your home. That's bad enough. Metro tasers contain 50,000 volts of pain compliance, according to one of the cops at the family law court who was operating the checkpoint. Let me tell you, it is quite painful. Immediately turned to my left and began moving away from the source of the electrocution. By the time I got to the back of the vehicle, I had reached up with both hands, grabbed the electrodes, pulled them away from my chest, the juice that then flowed through my arms, not my heart. As I lay here in the hospital, I firmly believe this instinct saved my life. I continued running away from the taser. I heard the cop fire it again, but I did not feel any additional shock. I was running down the sidewalk with empty hands. I heard three pops from behind me. At first, I thought it was another taser shot. Then I saw my left arm dangling. I was taken down by a second officer who was nearby conducting a separate unrelated traffic stop. He had me lying face down on my broken arm, and it was at this point that he found my license and registered pistol in my right cargo pants pocket and my Emerson folding knife in my front right pocket. Let me reiterate.
And they made up the story about him pulling it out as he was running.
Yep. I am a firearms instructor at the world's largest firearms training facility. It's Front Sight, and, you know, I feel so terrible that this happened to one of their employees. I always carry a gun and at least one knife. I never pulled either of these items out of my pocket. The shooter was on my right side, and from his perspective, had to have been able to see that my right hand was indeed empty. The officer that I was running towards never reached for any weapon, and I'd like to publicly thank the trauma surgeons at the UMC medical facility. They did an excellent job. The reason additional surgery on my arm is necessary is because the wounds to my chest took priority for good reason. They worry first about life, then about limbs.
Does he have more to say on this?
Really not. That's
okay.
The story.
800-259-9231. We can comment and you can give us your thoughts and bring up whatever you want. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.